Welcome back to Film Music Fridays. Today we're going to take a look at two scenes from one of my favorite westerns of all time, from 1993, directed by George Cosmatos, Tombstone. Music, of course, by the great Bruce Broughton, and this one starring Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday. What an amazing role that was for him. I love this movie so much. It's so dark. Almost all the characters in this film are bad in some way. They do turn a corner towards the end. That's where we're going to kind of spend some of our efforts looking at two scenes that focus in on, to some degree, one scene lesser than the other, the relationship between Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp. So this first one, we'll pick up just after Doc Holliday finally resolved his duel, so to speak, with Johnny Ringo and Wyatt Earp, and Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp's immortals are finishing it. It's a great ride on horseback. I love what Bruce Broughton does here. It's filled with an amazing amount of energy. I love the instrumentation, what he does with the brass, and the strings are so driving through here, and it's a wonderful opportunity to hear the main theme from the movie and see just how serious these guys were in shutting down the Cowboys. So let's take a look at this first scene. We'll see in a minute.
All right. Let's finish it.
Indeed, sir.
The last charge of Wyatt Earp and his immortals.
This last scene we'll take a look at is a much more intimate look at the relationship between Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp. It's so brilliantly acted by these two actors here, Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer. And I love what Bruce Broughton does here. It's very poignant, it's very intimate, scored for woodwinds and strings. You hear the harp in there. And I love what he does in the upper register with flute and clarinet as we get towards the end of this scene. Now, what I like so much about the scene is that this particular one is based on very much a true story. Doc Holliday, for those of you that don't know the story of Doc Holliday, at the end of his life, he had always joked that he would die in his boots, so to speak, in a gunfight of some sorts. And you have this beautiful look, Val Kilmer is looking down his bed at the very end, right before he finally passes away. And he has no boots on. He's looking at his bare feet. It's a really beautiful moment. But I love this conversation between the two characters here. And the way Bruce scores it brings a lot of tragedy, but yet intimacy in their relationship to the scene. So enjoy this one. If you haven't seen Tombstone, go out there and see it. It really is one of the greatest westerns made. It's up there for me, at least in my top five. Maybe it'll be in your top five if you go see it. So we'll see you next time for Film Music Fridays.
What did you want?
Just to live a normal life.
There's no normal life, Wyatt. It's just life. To get on with it.
Don't know how.
Sure you do. Say goodbye to me. Go grab that spirited actress and make her your own. Take that beauty and run. Don't look back. Live every sick. Live right up the hill. Live Wyatt. Live for me. Why, if you ever my friend, if you ever had even the slightest feeling for me, leave now. Leave now. Please.
Thanks for always being there, Doc.
This is funny.